This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A couple of months ago, back in the age of round one of PPP loans, we heard from Uli Nasibova. She's the owner of Gelateria Uli. It's two locations here in Los Angeles, should you have a craving. And she was talking about how she was going to be able to hang on.
It just feels like it's too soon that I have to mourn the loss of my business. And hopefully I don't have to. But there's a pretty big possibility that, you know, in a couple of months, I might not be able to keep it up.
Here we are then, a couple of months on. We called her up to check back. Turns out she got a PPP loan in the second round and an economic injury disaster loan as well.
Because of those two loans, I'm in a much better place mentally today than I was when I first talked to you. It's day and night. I actually have the recording on my phone and I listened to it and I just remember my voice was so like low and I was holding back tears. And I at the time I went through the whole 5-step process of grief, except at the time I thought it was for my business, but it wasn't for my business. It was for the old way of doing business. You know, the landscape is still shifting. Now it's about driving more traffic to the website, about premeditated orders as opposed to impulse buys. Before, you know, being a woman, being an immigrant, you're always comparing yourself to other business owners or to what you think they are. And you say, okay, I can't seem like I need help. I have to look like I have it all figured out. I'm strong. One thing that I started doing, especially at my lowest, I started calling people, asking for help and saying, how do I do this? How do I implement this pivot? And a lot of what I'm doing today, none of it is my invention. It's mostly just me taking advice from people that said, hey, have you thought about a subscription model? Have you thought about e-commerce? Have you thought about curbside pickup? We launched our subscription box model on June 24th. I'm going to the customer and saying, hey, you used to have to think about it. Now I will bring this to you. Moreover, I will do it every month. Just commit for 6 months. And I will also take the thinking out of it. I will do a curated subscription of seasonal flavors. I'm really excited because my goal is to reach 1,000 subscriptions. That's $45,000 a month of revenue that I can rely on as opposed to applying for loans, just relying on these outside sources for revenue, and it's very stressful, or having to face the decision of, do I lay off my entire staff? So that's basically the idea, is how do I make it so that it's a little more predictable and it's not all impulse buy generated revenue? It's not something I would have ever thought of before.